Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, hour two. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. The Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web includes Captain Walt DeMartini, Barry the Bugger, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, and even Eric Douglas, who is an author extraordinaire.
Jerry the Diver Guy.
Yeah, what about Jerry the Diver Guy? What are you saying, Jerry?
The future president.
Future president. We will get that in eventually. I'll move the podium over to him so he can...
Or the podium.
Or the portlet.
POTUS, I think is what you meant to say.
No, that's incorrect. But regardless, we will give him the floor at some point for him to make a motivational speech to the rest of us divers and see if he can earn our vote for
if
president.
He's got mine,
four scores and 1 week ago.
It was last week, and he announced his candidacy at the DC Dive Show.
If it involves the phrase, a van down by the river, he's got my vote.
Okay. I think he can incorporate that into his platform for sure. Eric
he's
Douglas.
He's getting known, yeah. Too.
He is getting known. Yeah, we got the video up.
My wife actually said, who's this Jerry the Diver Guy on her YouTube? That was.
Yeah, and you were like.
He's your next
nationwide.
President, madam.
You're like, I know this guy. He's drunk, but he's got my vote. Free beer for everyone. That was one of your platforms, wasn't it, Jerry?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So,
why do you plan to pay for it?
I'm going to steal part of Bernie Sanders' campaign.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I'm going to let the taxpayers pay it.
Okay.
Beer tax.
A beer tax to fund Jerry the Diver Guy's...
not acceptable.
Booze budget.
Five-finger discount.
All right. Anyway, Eric Douglas is with us for a few more minutes. I just wanted to get his thoughts. I guess, do you have a comment on Jerry running for president, by the way, Eric, or would you rather stay out of that?
Honestly, at the way it's going at the moment, I'd vote for Jerry.
Anything would be an improvement,
that's what,
I guess.
Five votes?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right now, he's my write-in candidate.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Democrats can't count votes.
Right.
Republicans do nothing but tweet all day, so...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We can dive all day.
We can dive. If everybody go underwater, once again, you can't hear each other bitch about which side they're for. And
that's exactly right.
I want to hear his Hickonomics plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you explain that? I guess maybe Eric needs to hear this too.
Well, you know, we're still writing a speech up. We're still putting everything together.
Oh, is Eric Douglas, author extraordinaire and dive adventure novelist? Is he your speechwriter?
Good move.
Well, he doesn't know it yet, but yeah, he's going to be the writing.
How do you feel about that, Eric?
I only have one life to give for my country.
He is stunned.
That's a good move, Jerry.
Run, Eric, run.
Oh, golly.
No, just think of it this way, Eric. It won't be real big words.
Well, there's that, I guess. Yeah.
Monosyllabic.
You got to figure out how to work in things like, I heard that they were doing this. Or this whole
you got to figure out how to spell it first, though.
Heard? H-E-R-D. No.
Yes, close. I heard that Jerry's part of Virginia was going to become part of West Virginia.
Oh, Eric, watch out. Exactly.
That's more true than you know. But
yeah. You don't realize how true that is.
Yeah. You know, actually, you know, I was looking through some DEMA Research, Diving Equipment and Marketing Association research that actually said that your neck of the woods there in Virginia has a very high percentage of scuba divers. Did you guys know this?
We crank them out as much as we can.
Well, I know, but would you have thought that you guys are right up there with, like, you're not far behind New York City or New York, really? State of New York. Yeah, I mean, this is from a study that was done in 2018. California comes in as the top five states of divers or open water divers by percentage. California was the highest at almost 15%. Florida came in around 11. Texas was about 7.5. New York, 5.3. And Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. was 4.78%.
Well, we need to step it up as a state.
Then. Well, I mean, that may explain.
How are we not number
the
one?
The popularity of Jerry the Diver Guy running for president. There's a lot of divers in your neck of the woods. Did you know this, Jerry?
Well, Who do you think certified them?
Yeah, that's a lie.
Duh.
But he's a politician. We expect that from him. Eric, what about you? Would you expect that to be in one of the top five areas for divers?
Yeah. Well, you know, when you get all the way to Maryland and D.C., because, it doesn't shock me all that much. You've got Chesapeake Bay. You've got from D.C., you've got people going up to Jersey and diving. You've got people going to the Outer Banks to dive. So, there's some tremendous diving in that area.
Yeah. Doesn't shock me. I mean, but up there, it's mostly like wreck diving, cold water stuff, isn't it? Or what do you think? Is that too generic to say that?
That's pretty general. The Outer Banks is in the summertime is 70s and low 80s. It's North Carolina diving's great. When you get to Jersey, it starts getting a little colder, but that's the ocean currents.
Yeah. Okay. Well, but still, even off North Carolina, it's mostly they're known for the wrecks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. There's no reefs up this far. It's all wrecks.
And sharks.
And sharks, especially right now. You guys got the occasional great white swimming up there along the East Coast, don't you? Have you been hearing the reports in your neck of the woods lately about that or no? Eric, what do you think?
Well, I don't have an ocean front, so.
he doesn't. But from the mountains, you can see them.
Exactly. There's been all kinds of great white reports all the way up and down the East Coast. It's that's the changing currents.
Yeah. Well, they like this time of year, it's just a popular hangout for the great whites. They like cruising up and down the East Coast. We get them as far south as Fort Lauderdale and West Palm, like we were talking about last week. But
and don't the Carolinas get a lot of sand tigers?
Sand tigers, even off North Carolina.
Yeah. Well, that's year round, though, isn't it? Or, I mean, is there
pretty much. But they come out more in the summer.
More in the summer? Okay.
That'd be cool to see.
But they have
I hear they're looking for flip-flopping Democrats.
You think that's what it is? They have a political preference, do they, Casey? Or are you just throwing that in for argumentative sake?
Our argumentative sake.
Jerry's just looking for a Democrat with one flip-flop.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, those sand tigers, you know, the thing.
I'm just looking for a flip-flop.
Yeah. Those sand tigers, though, are impressive-looking sharks, but they're pretty docile. They don't really do anything, but they got those jaggedy teeth.
That's why you see them in all the aquariums.
They look
really cool, but they're really pretty, pretty laid back.
Right.
Greg, remember we dove with the sand tiger at Marineland?
Yeah, we did, actually. I kind of described them as like a shark that is from England that has issues with their dental thing.
Poor dental work.
Okay, we just lost all our UK.
No, listeners. No, no. We love Roz from the UK.
Now you're going to name names?
Great.
Sorry, Roz.
Oh my God, what's wrong with you?
Are you saying Roz looks like a sand tiger shark?
Oh no, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying I like all those people.
She's not going to be your friend.
Oh, she will. She'll talk to me.
She's not going to be
I'm going to get her on the phone next week, and I will smooth this over.
She's not going to be your friend.
She'll like me.
She might hang up on you, Greg.
No, Jerry, you and Eric have like that spectacular high altitude diving, don't you?
Do you?
Somewhat, yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Not like in Lake Titicaca.
What?
There it is.
Yeah, you had to sneak that in there someplace. Hey, actually, is there any altitude diving in the mountains? You don't do any of that, do you, Jerry?
No.
The lake I dive in most of the time is about 1,500 feet. So that's not, I mean, that's technically an altitude dive. It's
but you
not,
don't bother with messing with changing your computer.
It's not worth the effort.
Just dive conservatively, I guess, exactly. Right?
Don't push it to the limits and you're fine.
Okay.
Now you get to like out to California, like Tahoe, that's a different discussion.
Right. Or Lake Titicaca.
Or Lake
Titicaca. Which is much higher in altitude. No comment at all. I'm looking at Bubble Boy, as everybody can plainly see on Facebook Live, and I got this stare of blankness.
You said it all, my friend.
You said it all, my friend.
Oh, golly. All right, we'll let Eric go, because he has to go write a speech for Jerry the Diver Guy, and we'll dig a little deeper with Jerry, get the dive god on, and maybe even Big Wave Dave coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Well, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you want to go.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me.
Word.
Running for president. Jerry the Diver Guy is connected via the web along with the rest of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, which is made up of Walt DeMartini, Barry the Bugger, Vinny Two Tanks, and even Casey the Tobacco Nut. So we got a full crew, and we got to add to it now. Bring some quality into the mix. And that would be the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson, is with us. Neil, how are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic, bro. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. You know, I wanted to bring you on today. I mean, not just because, you know, Casey is trying to rub it in that he's going to dive with your son there in Bimini in a few weeks. He's been really, really kicking our butts on that, and everybody's envious. But, you know, I want to talk a little bit about this coronavirus thing. And putting it in perspective, Neil and I had a conversation yesterday about this. And, you know, obviously the stock market was all over the place this week. It was ridiculous and panic. People are getting really worried about flying to different places and things like this. And we got to kind of settle everybody down a little bit and kind of put it in perspective. Are you with me on this, Neil, or what do you think?
You know, I've been pondering this question since we spoke briefly, and I came up with a possible solution, certainly a way to minimize the risk.
Yeah,
I wasn't even going to get a hold of the CDC with this. You know, they say the best prevention is, of course, quarantine.
Right.
So what better quarantine in the world is better than being underwater? Nobody can cough on you. Nobody can sneeze on you. Brilliant. There's no airborne viruses floating around. You know, you're breathing purified air or nitrox. So,
yeah.
So I think the solution to this is going to BimbiDiScubaCenter.com, referring your guest that Dr. Dive God sent him.
Right.
And put some diamonds, spend some time underwater, man, and get away from the risk of this deadly virus.
Leave it to the dive god to solve the world's problems. Or just point out the obvious.
Without trying.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Let's go.
I love this way of thinking. Yeah, you know, it'd bring everybody together. I've been talking about it from a political standpoint. You can't hear each other bitch at each other underwater. You can only do sign language, pretty much. But the virus thing, there you go. Who knows? I mean, it really could solve all the world's problems in one sense. But, in all seriousness, you got to put this stuff in perspective. You know, a lot of people, I have fielded some questions from people this week saying, hey, I was thinking about doing a dive trip later this summer, blah, blah, blah. You know, man, I may need to rethink this. And I'm like, what are you, nuts? I was like, look. That's what dive, travel insurance is for anyway. So chances are this will hopefully blow over in a few weeks anyway. But it's not the time to panic and cancel your dive plans like that.
If anything, it's a time to go diving. It's a time to readjust your vacation plans.
Yeah.
Rather than, if you were thinking of traveling, to an area that is at risk, you readjust your plans. I mean, the theory is that U.S. tourism is going to explode because people are still going to travel. They're going to just travel to places where they feel comfortable. The United States is safe. The Caribbean is safe. So there's certainly no. It's crazy. I mean, you're talking about 25 to 50 million or 1,000 people a year die in the States of flu, and there's been one fatality with this thing. It's just, I don't want to play it down and say there's no risk, but certainly it's so limited that it would be crazy to alter your daily life or your travel plan.
Right. And it's more of like just putting things in perspective. You know, we've talked about this when it comes to, shark attacks and things like that, it gets so much media coverage and freaks everybody out. But the reality of even having an encounter with a shark is so extremely low. And let alone having a accident. I mean, like 10 people around the world every year are killed by sharks.
You're more likely to get killed by a mermaid with an axe.
Well, good point. Yeah. I think actually the percentage is way higher and more likely to be bit by another human being than you are to be bit by a shark, by the way. That's a real stat.
What bars are you going to?
Well, rough ones. it's usually ladies' night, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the problems is the 24-hour news cycles. I mean, they just flood you with this negative stuff.
Right. So think positive, think diving. It'll solve the world's problems and leave it to the dive god to help us keep that in perspective. So how are things in Bimini this week?
Absolutely fantastic. We peak a hammerhead season. We're getting great hammerhead activities. Plus, we've got the pride of the fleet, our biggest boat over at Old Bahama Bay at West End now permanently.
Nice.
For a good while. And we're running the Tiger Shark dives and packaging with the old Bahama Bay up there, which is a beautiful resort. So you don't have to stay on a liveaboard dive boat to do the tiger shark dives. You can book our packages and stay in a beautiful hotel and go out for the day on a air-conditioned, classy boat and do your tiger shark dives and come back in and party at the bar tonight.
There you go. Yeah, and this boat they got is like a yacht. It's not like a dive boat. This thing is impressive. But getting back to the Hammerheads, Neil, I told Casey this earlier. If I remember correctly, the Hammerhead site where you have the encounter there in Bimini is only like 20 feet of water, isn't it? Is it maybe it's a little 20 deeper?
20 feet of water, sand, a white sand bottom. It's less than 10 minutes from the dock. It's right out the cut, right off the beach.
Well, he was asking me what he, you know, should he have a dive light for his GoPro? And I said, hey, red filter, you may not even need that depending if it's bright enough.
Don't need a light.
Don't need a light, Casey.
Unless we do on occasion night hammerhead dives, which is pretty exciting.
Well, there, Casey, you could do a night dive with the hammerheads. You know, just get off the boat and don't get back in time to, you know, get back to the States and just, you know, be a stowaway. But then you could do a night dive with the hammerheads. What do you think of that? Yeah.
Hey, I can camp out on Neil's couch. I'll bring cigars.
Okay, now you're talking. Yeah, Neil was looking at me on FaceTime, like, what is he thinking? What is he, nuts? And I'm like, well, yeah, he's Casey the tobacco nut, but tobacco being the key word, and that sold him. I think you got something there that you can barter with, Casey. So we'll work for cigars. I know Neil well enough to know that's a high commodity, even in Bimini. All right, look, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, including Big Wave Dave. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me, and then the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad's connected via the web. That includes Jerry the Diver Guy, who happens to be running for president, and then Barry the Bugger, Camwal DeMartini, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Vinny Two Tanks. It is a full crew indeed. As we navigate the latest diving news and information, talk about sharks, hammerheads, or dive lights, or whatever the case may be. We got you covered. But that's never enough. I always have to bring in somebody with a clue, because none of those people kind of fit in that category that I just announced. What do you mean? What, huh?
We have clues.
Oh, yeah. I don't think. Big Wave Dave does, though. I know for that for a fact. He has a pool. He travels. He doesn't leave home without it. And he is on Scuba Radio right now. Dave, how are you, buddy?
Doing great at loading the trailer to get ready to hit the road on Sunday.
Yeah, now look, Jerry the Diver Guy just got back from the D.C. Dive Show last week, and you're heading there next week. Is that right? You're going to D.C.?
Yeah, there's a big travel show out there at the Washington Convention Center, and we got the pool out there.
Yes. So, but you know he announced his candidacy for president. So I just want to warn you, or did you know this? Or is this new to
I saw it posted on your Facebook earlier today.
Okay, so you've been properly warned, because you're going into uncharted territory there. I don't know what kind of situation.
He's going into the lion's den.
Well, he left awake is my
lionfish den.
Yeah, that could be. It's going to be a mess, is what I'm saying, Dave. So just be prepared, because no telling what kind of stench or trail he left behind there. Dead bodies, you know, things like that. I don't, you know, the political,
what are you saying?
The climate is rough in the political world, and the fact that he stuck his toes in the water of that whole thing is kind of a mess. That's why, you know, Dave scheduled it outside of that political announcement. So we're going to talk a little bit more with Big Wave Dave next. and find out what else he's doing besides, you know, that adventure show at DC next week, as well as talk to the rest of the squad on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Them dumbass white people out in the middle of the ocean scuba diving. Shoot, you ain't gonna get me scuba diving. I'm gonna tell you that damn much right now. I'm too damn fat. I'd mess around and feed all them sharks if I went scuba diving.
If I was a great white, I wouldn't bite you, but I'd swim right next to you. If I was a great white, I wouldn't bite you, but I'd swim right next to you, cause it's my ocean too. So please keep it clean, cause I can be wicked mean, and I got sharp teeth. And if I realize that you don't care about the sea, well that means you don't care about me. Oh well, that's fine, I'll just rip you in bloody half this time. Yeah, if I was a great white shark.
Rah! This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Andy Casagrande, by the way. He was at the boot show in Germany. I just missed him by a day. He gave a little presentation there.
I heard you were coming, huh?
Yeah. And made sure he wasn't there on the same day. That's true.
Did he sing? Did he perform?
I don't know. He was giving a chat about you know, shooting sharks on video. That's what he does for Discovery Channel, Shark Week, and all that kind of stuff. He's pretty big up the food chain in that category of underwater videographers. You know him, don't you, Dave? Have you met Andy?
I think I've met him, yeah. Well, I'll definitely probably be down at SharkCon this weekend.
Well, exactly. Yeah, SharkCon, that's in July, right?
This year changed a little bit. The last week in June, I guess, had to do with the changing of Shark Week.
Ah, okay. Well, there you go. So Dave's going to have the big wave go dive now pool there for SharkCon. So who knows? Maybe we'll have to get out there for that this year. So you're doing an adventure show in DC next weekend. You're home this weekend, taking a little breather, and then where are you off to next there with the pool, Dave?
Well, after DC, I'll come home for about a couple weeks, and then down to Dallas for the travel show down there.
Okay, all right. So you're on the road. He guys has this 20-by-40-foot pool that he brings the water to you. And you know, whether it's Jerry the Diver Guy trying to bring everybody together underwater, so you know they can't hear each other bitch about politics. You know, we found out from the dive god, the other benefit is you can't catch coronavirus underwater if you're diving. How about that? It's airborne. That's right. It's a winner-winner. There you go. Absolutely. Well, Dave, thanks for the update. Enjoy your road show there, buddy, and turn on some more people to dive in as you always do, okay?
Okay. Give me a call next week, and we'll give you a report from the pool.
All right. There you go. We'll do it. Big Wave Dave, govedivenow.com. Go there. Find out where he's going to be next on top of the places that we just told you. So there you go. All right. So, you know, getting back to what Jerry the Diver Guy is doing by running for president, you know, I don't know if there's anything else that we need to help him hone his campaign strategy down for. You're going to continue it into the Beneath the Sea Dive Show at the end of the month there in Jersey, right, Jerry? You're going to be there.
Oh, yes. We'll be up our campaigning hot and heavy.
Yeah. Now, what was the response?
Back door.
Yeah. What was the response, though, at D.C. when they heard you were actually running? Did they, was it received well? Were they like, oh gosh,
Greg,
what?
You know, it's me. Come on. You know, everybody received it well. Everybody's wanting to vote for me now.
They're wanting to vote for you, are they?
Yes. They're ready to get this primary over. They're ready to just.
All right. Well, let's go around the squad here. Bubba Boy, does Jerry have your vote?
He doesn't just not only have my vote, Greg. I'm going to be passing the hat around for you and CJ to donate to Jerry's campaign.
I've already donated my services.
Donate to his campaign or to his confinement?
In exchange for my services, I expect to be Deputy Undersecretary of Mermaid Wrangling.
Huh. Okay. Oh. CJ, how you feel about that?
I'm good with that.
You're good with it? Well, what about you? Are you going to take a role in his cabinet?
I haven't decided.
Hmm. Captain Walt DeMartini.
I haven't been offered anything.
Is at the Gomez Hilton. And
I guess I could be media relations or...
You think? What about the Drunken Sailor, Jerry?
I mean, we have to lock the keys to the cabinets for him.
Sturgeon General.
Ah, there's that, possibly. Yeah, who knows? Yeah, I mean, last I heard, he was hanging out with Walt at the Gomez Hilton. Has he been seen this week, Walt, or no? What do you think?
No, I'm sad to say he's not been around.
Check under the dock.
Yeah.
Even Mr. Gomez isn't here today. And you know really? What, guys? I realize this show's not as much fun with no rum.
Never is.
Oh, my God.
Never is.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. You know, Walt is on the wagon
it's
today.
It's not necessary, but highly recommended.
No, Walt literally is dry today. I don't know if that applies to the entire Gomez Hilton, but Walt is having a little thing this week. So the doctor said, hey, you can't drink today. Is that right, Walt? Something like that?
Sad. I can neither confirm or deny that. But about Jerry, he has my vote and my goat, too.
Okay. He has your goat. You've earned his goat. And I don't know what you're going to do with that, Jerry, and I probably don't want to know.
I want to know why he's got a goat in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, well, it's just part of the amenities
in the lawnmower
offered there at the Gomez Hilton. Buried a bugger. Are you good for supporting Jerry on this effort too? Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking for the brown envelope, you know, that one that everyone else got.
What is he?
No. What? The envelope that everyone else got.
Oh, the
everyone
one filled with poo that we light on fire and set on your doorstep?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. That's well, because that's the one you're getting with the way you've been operating today, young man. All right, Casey.
What envelope? What's he?
I have no idea. Shh.
I think he's alluding to being paid off. You realize who you're talking to, Barry? This is Jerry the Diver guy. He has no money. He lives in the mountains of Virginia. He lives on moonshine and crackers.
And the kindness
have
of
you
stranger.
Seen the price of moonshine lately?
Not when you make it yourself.
That's right. But he likes to share. He doesn't charge people for that stuff. What about you, Casey? You're good with this.
I'm definitely voting for him. He said I could have a position in the Bahamas and a case of spring water. So he's in. I want him.
So that's a form of being paid off. And then Vinny Two Tanks, who's out in California. I don't know. Casey, are you awake, Vinny?
I'm sorry, Eric. You voted a couple weeks ago.
Absentee. Sorry, Jerry. I knew there was going to be one. Where you're going to lose their down. Support. Yeah, well.
Well, I voted before you announced.
Yeah, see?
Well, retract it.
I don't think they allow you to do that.
Jerry, think of it this way.
I got people. I'll make it happen, Vinny. Okay.
He's out in California. Can't you just get some homeless guy to vote for you and sign your name?
I don't know.
That's the big complaint out there.
Yeah. That's the complaint. We do that in Miami.
Oh,
that's only done in Miami.
All the big cities do that.
All right.
Jerry, look at it this way. Vinny may not have voted for you, but now you get the fun of destroying him.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just so you know what kind of numbers we're looking at, I go back to these DEMA diver stats from 2018. How many divers, active divers, do you think there are in the U.S. there, Jerry?
Give it a
guess? I mean, there's 300 people in the U.S., they say. Thereabouts.
I'd say close to a million.
A million. You would be wrong.
Can I guess?
Go ahead, CJ.
I would say somewhere between 2.7 and 3.5 million.
Wow, it's amazing how accurate you are when you're looking over my shoulder at the data. Yes.
Was I close?
You are like laser focused. It's amazing.
I have good eyesight if I can see that from
over. I'm looking over the shoulder. I can't see it.
Yeah. Well, so, but that is true. So that's only
shoulder there,
so what, you know, that's 3% of potential voters, I guess, maybe. If you're being generous. So you got an uphill battle to win your this whole presidential thing, Jerry. I'm just telling you.
It's no problem.
We need to post this on Facebook Live and see where the
One at a time. Say that again, Casey.
We need to post this on Facebook Live and see where the vote goes on our Facebook viewers.
No, we're not going to bother with that crap. Are you kidding me? This is worthless information.
This is a serious matter.
Light it up, Facebook. Light it up.
What kind of hard data are we really going to get from like six people?
True.
That's eight people.
Now, I will tell you, though, if we open it up to snorkelers, the number goes way, way up. And let me see if I can find that data. CJ, I need your extra eyes there. Oh, well,
11 million?
Yes, there you go. Good man. So,
but
you
snorkelers are idiots who can't figure out how to breathe underwater.
Well, if you want to look at them that way.
I call them junior divers because one day they'll want to scuba dive.
That's wrong. Snorkeling is the gateway drug to scuba diving.
Tube suckers.
I got it. You guys don't seem to understand how to do this, so thank God I'm here. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I booked us on a trip, and I go, we just got here. And she goes, but it was the only day I could get it, Bill, and it's going to be fun. The kids are going to love it. You're going to love it. And I go, what is it? And she goes, we're going on a shark feeding frenzy. Okay, wait. We're in a boat looking down in the water. No, that's the best part. We're in the water with the sharks. And I go, have you lost your mind?
Shark, shark, here comes a shark. Bit you in the morning and after dark. You know his bite is worse than his bark. He's gonna get you. Here comes a shark. Ha, ha.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. We've been diving deeper into these diving statistics DEMA, the Diving Equipment and Marketing Association, has a lot of this data. You can go to DEMA.org and look it up for yourself. If you're a DEMA member, you'll have access to it. But there's some just basic information they make available to everyone, including the general public, if you want to educate yourself accordingly. Now, some of the stats that we've shared already, like the number of divers in the U.S., we figure about 3 million thereabouts in the U.S., I think, is what we were reading. And then 11 million snorkelers, something like that. But you guys have actually dived a little deeper. Is that right, CJ?
Well, this has nothing to do with DEMA.
Okay.
Okay.
These are ones that you guys...
These are our own independent studies.
That the Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad, and CJ and Bubble Boy have... garnered by what? Scouring the web?
Mostly anecdotal.
Okay. All right. So it's very scientific.
Unscientific.
Unscientific is what we strive
highly
for.
Highly accurate.
Okay. And what are you going to find?
Laser.
What did you find? What did you exactly?
Well, I'll let Bubble go.
Actually,
first.
Greg, I got mine from PP Leaks.
PP Leaks.
It is true that every 4 out of 5 divers do not suffer from enlarged prostate while underwater.
Okay. Because of the pressure. It works against the prostate.
And because they just don't care anymore.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Also, one in one of every Scuba Radio Scuba Squad diver is a mervert.
Is a mervert.
Admittedly or private?
Are we talking about guys or gals? Or does it matter?
Men's.
It doesn't matter.
They're all men.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
Right now, we don't have any ladies.
That are merverts?
Scuba Squad.
One can wish.
I guess they could be.
Yeah, that's right.
You mervert.
I thought that was the fans of Merv Griffin were called merverts.
Wait a minute. Possibly. What about the Aqua Gypsy?
Brittany, the Aqua Gypsy? What do you mean? What is your point?
Yeah, she's a mervert.
She should be a mervert? What are you saying?
What are you insinuating? Wishful thinking is what he's doing.
All right.
As merverts will do.
Well, I have some.
Oh, you have one too.
Two independent studies.
What is your statistic of divers?
This one is not going to surprise anyone.
Yeah.
But I have independently, I've done some, double blind tests.
Right.
100%.
Wow.
100%.
Yeah.
Of divers pee in their wetsuits.
And 100%. That deny they've peed in their wetsuits have indeed peed in their wetsuits.
They lie about it.
Exactly. So, you know what?
I mean, I told you wouldn't be surprised.
You're true. That's true.
No-brainer.
It's something that we learn as divers, and it may be another reason why you would want to own your own wetsuit.
It's because the prostate shrinks at depth.
I don't think that's accurate.
Thank you, Dr. Bubble.
Mm-hmm. But
also, the other little... Just a smaller sample
nugget,
size.
Knowledge nugget.
34% of divers prefer pukulele.
Yeah.
And the rest are all pussers.
I don't even know what the hell that means.
Rum.
Rum.
Pussers, rum.
You mean the pukulele being...
A beverage of choice.
Well, tequila is in the pukulele, Scuba Radio pukulele that I picked up from Mexico last time.
But that was the response.
And
I
then
got.
You guys spilled it all over the desk. That here was the
and then I had to slurp studio. It up off this filthy counter.
That was the response I got of the cards I handed out.
But there was no coronavirus because the alcohol killed it all.
That's right.
That's what you think.
If you drink,
pussers.
You can't get coronavirus.
I'm saying there was some Corona mixed in there as well.
Beer.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Mexican beer. Yeah.
That has nothing to do
I
with
heard
anything.
That's why you had to rebuild the studio.
Well, I had to...
shorted everything out.
No, actually, no damage was done at all.
I had to desensitize
it didn't touch anything
everything.
Electronic.
I had to, pull out the, spray it down.
It was what we call a lucky spill.
It was okay.
It you went just the right
sanitized,
way.
Greg.
Yeah, that's what I said.
He said desensitized.
It actually cleaned your, counter.
A little bit of both. A little bit of both going on there. All right. Well, look.
So I hope you drink out of a fin.
I hope that
drink
was
out of, you drink out of a snorkel. You don't drink
you
out of
drink
a fin.
Drink Bailey's out of a shoe.
Thank you.
No. You drink out of snorkels.
I'm surprised that didn't show up in my response.
By the way, are any of you guys investing in new scuba gear because of this coronavirus nonsense? Because you don't want to rent stuff and share it with anyone?
I'm good.
Oh, I'm getting a new flask.
Okay. Well, I was talking about dive gear.
Well, I just got a new computer last year.
Okay. True.
I got a new computer, new console.
Okay.
I'm good.
I should have asked Neil what the water temperature is going to be.
It's going to be, I'm going to say, end of March.
69.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, it's going to be about 78. That $5 is my prediction.
Get you two. Oh, that's no fun.
78 degrees. It's going to be a little nibbly, but it'll be, it won't be like freezing
shrimp
cold.
Nibblers.
It's going to be warm as soon as you pee.
Well, maybe. Could be. It depends if you're wearing a wetsuit or not. May not need to wear one. You could get through about 30 minutes at 78, I figure. Maybe 45. And you'll have so much shark action.
How cold it is in the spring.
I know, like 74. So it'll be like a nice, warm, liquid.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Okay, see you later.
Okay. All right. Well, on that note, I guess it's time to wrap things up. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down. Real deep in the water.
Damn you, CJ. Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.